Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news channel brave enough to outlive Inside Gaming for the second time, Lawrence. How?
We got the endurance, I guess. We also rebooted it twice across both of our careers, so...
That's true.
I'm not sure where that puts us on the scorecard, really. Did we restart the clock or not?
It might be time to just fully decommission the old Inside Gaming reboot clock completely. Because after almost 21 years, Rooster Teeth is shutting down.
Exasperated.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a super bummer. Super bummed.
There's not an upside here.
Yeah.
The famous and sometimes infamous production company that was a pioneer of early internet content announced on Wednesday that they're closing up shop, leaving some 150 employees soon to be out of work.
Yeah, we know a lot of those people, and they're fantastic people, and that's why we're so bummed out about this. We'd like to add one quick note before we get into the actual news at large. Technically, this is not strictly news about games or gaming companies. It is about a gaming media company.
Yeah, it's outside of our usual beat of coverage and almost in the intended mission statement of the channel a bit. But this is a special case. Bruce and I both worked there for years, launching the Funhouse brand back in 2015 before starting this independent and very entirely legally distinct channel in 2021.
Yeah, so we are obviously connected to this story way more fundamentally than other topics of this nature. We'll add some of our thoughts at the end of the show, as we usually do.
And, you know, we joke. That's what we do here. But obviously, our hearts go out as fundamentally as they can to our coworkers and friends that will soon be out of jobs. Please check the links in the descriptions. We have a whole block in there if you'd like to follow and support them as well, which we obviously encourage you to do.
All right, let's get to the news. On Wednesday, General Manager Jordan Levin sent a notice to Rooster Teeth employees announcing that the longtime internet brand was closing.
It's with a heavy heart I announce that Rooster Teeth is shutting down due to challenges facing digital media, resulting from fundamental shifts in consumer behavior and monetization across platforms, advertising, and patronage, Levin wrote in a memo.
He added that, quote, "Our legacy is not just a collection of content, but a history of pixels burned into our screens, minds, and hearts."
Okay.
All right.
The move came after Rooster Teeth's owner, Warner Brothers Discovery, had unsuccessfully tried to sell parts of the, quote, "unprofitable fandom gaming and comedy entertainment division," end quote, according to Variety.
And of course, since the Warner Brothers Discovery merger 2 years ago, they have been on a massive layoff binge to cut debt, firing staffers from HBO, CNN Plus, and Warner Brothers Television Group, just to name a few. We all know how much Warner Brothers is screwing the pooch right now.
Yeah, throwing entire movies in the dumpster just to write them off. It's they got a slash and slash, and finally the scythe cut a little low. As far as Rooster Teeth goes, Warner isn't done stripping the company for parts.
Yeah, corporate overlord is still looking for buyers for Rooster Teeth's catalog, as well as its biggest intellectual properties like Ruby, Red vs. Blue, and Genlock.
They're also trying to sell the Roost Podcast Network, which will continue to operate for now.
But the vast, vast majority of Rooster Teeth's media production and employees will soon disappear.
After the announcement, company employees took to the internet to process their emotions over being let go, joining scores of entertainment and tech workers who have been laid off in recent months.
Editor Peyton McCloud posted on X that, quote, "I, along with everyone at Rooster Teeth, have just lost our jobs," while posting his resume for prospective employers.
Graphics designer Josie Young wrote that working at Rooster Teeth was the dream of a lifetime. "I genuinely got up every day excited to work with incredible people on fun projects."
Former Achievement Hunter employee and popular streamer and a friend of ours, Ray Narvaez, tweeted that he was, quote, "sad to see this happen," adding, quote, "I became a fan in high school in 2004 and had the lucky opportunity to work there. Those were three of the best years of my life and gave me the skills to do what I do today. And for that, I am forever grateful."
And longtime Rooster Teeth personality Michael Jones tweeted simply, "Wednesdays. Am I right?" Add a little laugh track there. That's a good shit.
Always making me laugh, Michael. Always. Co-founder Bernie Burns, who left the company a few years ago, also discussed the closure on his podcast.
He expressed his condolences to all the people who lost their jobs, saying, "The people who worked at Rooster Teeth are easily the most talented, dedicated people that I could have ever hoped to work with."
He also said that several people at Rooster Teeth told him they were happy with the proposed severance package offered by Warner Brothers.
Yeah, if there's any upshot here, this is it. We chatted with some people who got laid off. Apparently, they're going to keep operating until May 10th. Then they'll get about 6 months of severance after that. That's based on one employee. We were able to verify with another anonymous employee that the length of severance is dependent on tenure at the company, So 6 months may be the maximum. It may be somewhere in the middle. But yeah, if you stay longer, you get longer severance. But 6 months is pretty generous.
That is generally the way this works. Usually the length of your severance corresponds to how long you were at the company. That's usually the way it works when you get laid off. I've been laid off many times. Burns also seemed to allude to Rooster Teeth's decline in popularity over the years, saying, quote, "I don't think anyone was surprised about the closure."
He added, "A lot of people were sad. I don't think many people were shocked."
For better and sometimes worse, Rooster Teeth was a big deal. It really was. The company was responsible for well-known productions like Ruby, Red vs. Blue, and Achievement Hunter. And it represented the cutting edge of internet culture when it launched in 2003.
Long time. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Rooster Teeth developed an extremely loyal and sometimes outspoken fan base. For a time, seemed like it had mastered the internet. In a time when old media like television and cable were just scrambling to reach a younger demographic.
Rooster Teeth fans devoured the company's content, bought lots of merchandise, and flooded into Austin for the company's annual RTX convention, which Lawrence and I attended many, many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exhausting, but always memorable.
Yeah.
At its height, Rooster Teeth kind of felt like a cultural movement, you know, a new kind of company that made unique content, found a way to attract and even monetize huge groups of younger people.
That made it a hot property as legacy media searched for creators who understood the new online landscape.
Rooster Teeth was acquired by AT&T subsidiary Fullscreen in 2014. It's a pretty infamous date to fans. It's come to represent the beginning of a long decline as they see it.
Not content with just being on the internet, Rooster Teeth tried repeatedly to break into mainstream entertainment with big expensive projects like Laser Team and the mecha series Genlock, starring our own Lawrence Sontag.
That's right.
But sometimes the quality was middling. Audiences weren't impressed some of the time on those things. Other times, I mean, Ruby's been going strong for a very long time. So
yeah, big bets that needed big successes and kind of found kind of okay success. Yeah. After the years passed, That youth group that Rooster Teeth used to have such a hold on moved on to platforms like TikTok. And since then, Rooster Teeth's kind of seemed like they're just constantly a step behind.
The company's fan base sort of dwindled. Some longtime fans felt like Rooster Teeth had drifted away from its roots and ignored the complaints of its core audience.
After this, yeah.
I shrug on that one because I truly do not know. I don't know how you work out that math that they were doing over there. So I don't know.
Yeah. After the sale to Fullscreen, Rooster Teeth went through a series of corporate owners. Most of its founders departed, flush with cash from the Fullscreen acquisition.
And there were controversies. Oh, so many controversies.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be tastefully vague about a lot of this.
Yes.
Employees over the years spoke out about poor working conditions and insufficient pay. I've certainly done that a fair amount. Some accused leaders of creating a sexist, racist, and homophobic work environment.
Mm-hmm. There was also a huge controversy in 2020 involving multiple on-camera personalities that began after inappropriate sexual pictures and videos were leaked online.
Like we said, tastefully vague, because we lived through it, and that sucks.
Uh-huh.
No need to dig all that stuff up again, but we have all our sources in the description if you want some light reading.
Boy, it's not light reading at all. Rooster Teeth, yeah. Rooster Teeth survived those ordeals, but ultimately it could not adapt to the culture of the internet that it played a big role in actually creating.
Yeah. In recent years, Rooster Teeth, like we said, seemed to just be chasing trends rather than creating them.
The company did find some bright spots, moved more and more into podcasts, and produced some successful ones like Fuckface and Face Jam. But the glory days, in quotes, of Rooster Teeth were long gone.
Mm-hmm. One of the last videos on Rooster Teeth's YouTube channel only received 24,000 views.
Again, always a bummer. Whenever I would check in, I don't look very often, but when I do, I'm always like, I want to see everyone succeed over there. So, still, 21 years, honestly, a very long time. And in internet time, it's an eon. It's like a whole era. Hardly any media outlets from the early aughts still exist today. Companies like Mega 64 and Cinemassacre remain in an increasingly endangered class.
Yeah, but the key there is they didn't get acquired, so.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
It seems like that's the key to longevity, is just staying the course. After the news broke, fans on Reddit mourned the death of a company that had played such a pivotal role in their childhoods.
Reddit user SeriousCourse3244 recalled that, quote, "During rough times as a teenager when I felt alone, I would watch their Let's Play videos and RVB. It helped me feel less lonely, and I'll always love them for that."
That's meaningful, yeah.
It is, very meaningful, yeah.
Beagle900 wrote, "I started watching Red vs. Blue when I was 11 years old. I'm 27 now, and while I haven't watched much of their content in the past year or two, Rooster Teeth will always be important to me."
You know what? It'll be pretty important to us too. It always is. It still is. We worked there for years. And I mean, every single day, I feel like it comes up at least in my streams or some of my content. People bring it up. Lots of people, you know, reminiscing. There's some negative, but generally speaking, people come in and it's like, oh man, I loved your videos, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a testament to how much that company and its media and everything that it made and the people who worked for it made really touched people's lives. Because yeah, we've been gone for about as long as we were there. And yeah, it's still something that's just in the orbit. And just kind of, I don't know, just a testament to how meaningful it is. I wish I could remember it more fondly. Something I keep trying to focus on the positives. But for me, at least, my relationship with Rooster Teeth is a lot like my relationship with my dad. It taught me a lot of the things I don't want to do, if that makes sense. And I'm grateful for that.
It does, yeah.
And also, you know, it kept a roof over my head and food in my stomach. So there's something with that. But yeah, Rooster Teeth is... my experience there is the reason I will likely never work for another company ever again. It's like a relationship so bad that it made me switch sexualities. I'm like, nah, I don't need that anymore. Maybe I'm too sensitive, but I saw very, very ugly sides of what happens when people get money and power and feel like they're protected. But that said, and again, focusing on the positive, I had amazing life experiences. I was able to test myself creatively in a lot of ways. Got to meet and work with the kindest, smartest, most creative people I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. So it's a shame that those years and all that work generated money for people whose, you know, production motivations I don't necessarily agree with, but that's capitalism, you know, I took the job. So whatever. Broken road led here, and that's awesome. And I can only hope it's going to lead to greater things in the future for not only myself, but all of my friends. And just bigger and better things.
I was telling Lawrence before we recorded this episode, I love listening to Lawrence talk about Rooster Teeth because he's so genuine and candid about it. And I love that. I really do. Because for me, hilariously, Rooster Teeth is yet another company in the road of, I mean, the long list of companies I worked for that have all done the same thing, which is they have an amazing staff of creative people that work fantastically. We're talking about Machinima for me, we're talking about G4 for me, we're talking about Rooster Teeth for me. And then, of course, there's just a few people at the top that are just fucking it all up. Just constantly fucking it all up. And I'm not talking about Bernie or Matt. Like, I actually really loved working with those guys. I'm talking about above them even. So it's just one of those things that I have seen so often, and I have yet to see a company pull this off. I have yet to see a company pull off the acquisition, sell, make a bunch of money, and then also have all of their talented creative founders and the people that actually had a vision for the company stick around. And that is just incredibly detrimental to the staff, because obviously the staff is losing their jobs with layoffs, or the whole company shuts down and then everybody has to get let go. So like, we have a lot of people, a lot of really good friends that work at this company. I still do. And to me, that's kind of the biggest, I don't know, shit sandwich about it. It's just that every time this comes around, like, we all kind of, I feel like, I'm sure everybody expected this to happen eventually to Rooster Teeth. And honestly, Rooster Teeth stuck it out a lot longer than I thought they would, which is awesome and a testament to those people still trying to make good stuff. But it's going to happen because those very few people at the top, they're all, now they're cashing their checks. And then 150 people lose their jobs. So it's just man, fucking makes me angry, Lawrence. And yes, I'm so happy to be here with you doing this, not having to worry about who owns what we do.
Yeah, that's the biggest mentality shift, is kind of like, you know, referencing Mega 64 and Cinemassacre. The only way to keep something going and grow it organically is to do it yourself, I guess. So,
yeah,
super, super grateful about that. Speaking of gratitude, usually at the end of the episodes when we shout out patrons, there's a particular tier where we like list people's names specifically. This feels like a weird episode to do that. You know, that's a pretty weird die roll to get if your name gets read in this particular episode. So instead, I just want to extend a very heartfelt thank you to all of our patrons at all tiers. kind of relating to what we said, seeing RT go the way it did is why we're running the channel this way. We don't want to, Bruce, I don't want to speak for you, but I have no desire to get into movies or premium TV or anything like that. I want to make cool internet media about video games. That's the course I'm staying on.
You know what, Lawrence, here on Inside Games, absolutely. I'll happily make movies or television along with this, by the way. Your way with words is fantastic. It is very exciting to thank people at the end of every episode because of the people that are directly supporting us. And it's what I've been saying for a very long time. It's the same with Twitch or YouTube or whatever else. If you love these people that work at Rooster Teeth, go support them directly. Just give them your money, whatever. Give them your subscription on YouTube, any of that stuff. Support them directly. Ever since I left and did it for myself, the direct support to me means the absolute world. I cannot tell you what it has done for me as a creator. So I can't speak for Lawrence on this, but that's how I would support somebody who works at Rooster Teeth and who's having to leave.
Yep, absolutely. And like we said before, check the description. There's a whole block of links in there going to each individual person's Instagram, Twitch, whatever they're active on. So yeah, please go and shower your support upon them.